It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, gang. Welcome once again to Requests and Dedications coming your way in the next hour. This is Border Crossings, and Marissa is here ready to take your requests and your questions. It's 202-619-2077, and she accepts proposals, too. So if you want to give her a call, 202-619-2077. That's the studio phone number during Marissa's last week here with us at The Voice of America. And if you want to reach us by email, bordercrossings@voa.gov. And we'll start it off with a request for Terrell in Ethiopia. And this is one of the songs of summer. It's Cool for the Summer from Demi Lovato on Border Crossings. Border Crossings here on The Voice of America, and that is Demi Lovato, Cool for the Summer for Terrell in Ethiopia. Demi Lovato says, I am not engaged to Wilmer Valderrama. Although she's been dating him a number of years, she loves him, but they are not engaged despite all the rumors that are circulating right now on the internet. On August 20th, she turns 23, and we'd like to send her an early happy birthday greeting, just in case she's listening. And we don't play another Demi Lovato song by then. Demi was in Australia this week. She performed on The Voice in Australia. She sang that song we just heard, Cool for the Summer. That's her latest release from her upcoming album. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings, and you can make requests and dedications happen with an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov or a phone call to 202-619-2077. You can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, or twitter.com, and send a tweet to BCVOA. We'll check out the charts in just a couple of minutes, but first, Tony in Nigeria requested this song from Tim McGraw, Feels Good on My Lips.
She said her name was a hand-me-down name from the side of a family that long ago came over here on a boat from somewhere in Spain. Sounded to me just a little bit strange, I guess. But I have to admit, it felt good on my lips. She tipped the DJ to play her favorite song, a Spanish little number that was rocking on strong. She grabbed me by the sleeve and said, let's go and get it on. By the second chorus, I was singing right along with it. I don't know what it meant, but it felt good on my lips. Oh, I wanna go crazy, you can go crazy too.
Border Crossings. Hello, Nigeria. There's your Tim McGraw request, and thank you for listening to the show. Tim just released his fifth studio album, August 7th. It's called Kill the Lights, and he's out on tour. In fact, he was in St. Louis this week, and his show is set to begin, and the clouds opened up and began to pour and thunderstorms, and so they delayed the concert. So what did Tim McGraw do backstage to kill the time? he started singing Luke Bryan songs. And people, of course, had video cameras and caught it all and put it on the internet. But nice guy, Tim McGraw. Lucky guy, too. Married to Faith Hill.
That's right.
This is Border Crossings, and the other voice you're hearing is that of Ray McDonald, who joins us every Tuesday with Chart Chat, and he's the host of our Billboard Top 20 Countdown, and he's the man with the plan when it comes to the hottest hits in the land.
You know, you were talking about Demi Lovato performing on The Voice in Australia. She had an all-female band with her.
Yeah, eight-piece.
Yeah. And that's a thing now because Beyonce was touring with an all-female band, too.
I want to be in an all-female band.
I'm sure you do.
All right, Ray McDonald's going to tell us what's going on the charts this week. And are there changes? Is there something big happening?
Well, I've got three fun songs to play. These songs are fun. They're good summertime songs. They're good pop songs. And I've got some fun information about them, too. Let's start at the top, as we always do. Omi is number one for a fourth week with Cheerleader. And this week, instead of talking about Omi, I'm going to be concentrating on the man behind the curtain. That's Felix Jahn, the German remixer, who turned it into a worldwide hit. And we will do a little delving after Cheerleader.
My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah, she is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm the wizard of love and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
There it is, Omi, Cheerleader, number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for a fourth week. And a big reason is Felix Jahn, a young German producer-remixer who turned that original 2012 song into a worldwide hit. And Felix recently talked with Rolling Stone magazine, and a few interesting facts. He's only 20. He's a kid. But he's been into music since he was five. He started playing violin. And then at 15, he got into electronic dance music. After he got out of school, he moved to London. He studied music production, sound engineering, composition. And Omi's record label reached out to him to remix Cheerleader. And he sped it up a little bit. He added that distinctive trumpet. And before you know it, the song starts going to number one worldwide. It came out in May of 2014, and it became an international hit before crossing over here into the United States. Felix is currently right here in the States. He's on his first U.S. tour. He says he's really excited about that. And he's also working on his first studio album. And Rolling Stone asked Felix, have you ever met Omi? And Felix says, nope, unfortunately, we have yet to meet. But they did get to talk to each other on the phone at a German radio station.
Now, you give a young guy, 20 years old, a computer, and put him in his bedroom, and he can come up with all kinds of stuff.
So it happens all the time.
These producers are just amazing. They're all young guys, and it's this computer age where they can just do all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's great.
And they have all the software at their disposal. They have home studios, portable studios. They just take the computer, the laptop with them, and they're good to go.
And it's the day and age now of the producer with Zedd and Afrojack and all these people, all these producers that are out there these days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're star makers.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing that one to us. How many weeks has it been number one?
It's been number one for 4 weeks.
4 weeks. All right.
4 weeks. We got some long-lasting number ones this year.
Yeah.
Moving down the list slightly is another fun song, Uma Thurman by Fall Out Boy. It rises from number 31 to number 26. And, of course, Uma Thurman is about the movie star Uma Thurman. And Pete Wentz is going to clue us in on how they came about writing that song after Uma Thurman.
Like Uma
What was that?
What was that?
Was that the Munster Mobile?
That was the Munster Mobile.
That's coming to a
peeling
stop.
Peeling out or coming to a stop. Yeah, anybody recognize the Munsters theme in there?
I do.
We're showing our age, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was a sitcom from the 1960s about a family of monsters. And that's where Fallout Boy got that little down.
It wasn't cartoons either.
No, it was live action.
Real actors and actresses.
It's a funny show. Uma Thurman moving from number 31 to 26 on the Hot 100. Pete Wentz tells Rolling Stone, if you grew up in the 1990s, it's hard not to have a crush on Uma Thurman, who had so many great movie roles. Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill. She gave Fallout Boy her permission to use her name in the song. Pete says he doesn't know what she thinks of the song, but you know, at least she gave them permission to use her name. That's something.
And I was reading in the newspapers this morning, she may have given Fallout Boy permission to use her name, but she didn't give the media and the tabloid permission to be at the courts while she's fighting custody with her former husband.
Well,
you know, that's a big issue in her personal life, that
of
she's fighting for
is.
Custody, and you know, everybody's hounding her there. So
it gets messy when you're a celebrity.
The
paparazzi just gather around you.
You got to be big to have a song named after you.
You know
you've arrived.
She's definitely arrived, and she's been there for a long time. Fallout Boy, they just completed a North American tour with Wiz Khalifa, which was very successful, and probably which has given them a whole new audience, too. It was very smart for them to pair off with Wiz.
I thought it was Hoodie Allen all along.
Right.
What did I know?
Hoodie was the secret weapon.
He was the secret weapon.
Actually, Wiz Khalifa is sort of serves as the... Oh, by the way, before I go any further, I have to say, Cheerleader was a request as well as the number one song. Nolawi Dereji wanted to hear Cheerleader, so Nolawi, that was for you, and I'm sorry I forgot to mention your name earlier. Anyway, as I was saying, Wiz Khalifa serves as a bridge between this Fallout Boy song and our next song by Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor called Marvin Gaye. And there is a Wiz connection in here, and I'll tell you about it after Marvin Gaye.
Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. You got the healing that I want, just like they say in the song. Till the dawn, let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. We got this king says to ourselves, don't have to share with no one else. Don't keep your secrets to yourself, it's Kama Sutra show and tell.
Charlie Puth, Meghan Trainor, Marvin Gaye. It moves up from 48 to 36 on the latest Hot 100. That song's already gone to number 4 in New Zealand. It's a top 5 song, I think, in Australia and Belgium, if I remember correctly. I love Meghan Trainor's retro approach. I like the way that she's, taking all of these little classic influences.
I have some news. Just in, hot off the press, Meghan Trainor has canceled shows again. More throat problems.
Oh, just came in
on the wire.
That's tough.
More throat issues, canceling shows again. She did, a month ago.
Yes.
And thought she was on the mend and thought she was okay, but nope, more throat problems for her.
Well, Meghan and Charlie had 7 U.S. dates scheduled together for, I think, next week and then also in September. So I guess this bears watching.
A lot of people don't realize this. She's only 20.
Yeah.
She's just a youngin'. So, I mean, all this work on her throat is obviously taking its toll.
Yeah, Meghan has a background as a songwriter, but, singing is new to her, and you have to take care of your voice.
Yes. Well.
Actually, the throat issue sort of carries over here because Charlie Puth tells the Today Show that he and Wiz Khalifa have become friends, and he says, Wiz keeps trying to get me to smoke pot. Because,
really?
As we know, Wiz is a little bit fond of the herb. And Charlie says, Wiz, if I start getting high, those high notes are gone. I will never be able to hit those high notes again. So far, he's resisting.
And somehow, I think that song that we just heard, Marvin Gaye with Wiz Khalifa, won't sound the same as it sounded with Meghan Trainor.
So not quite.
I think Charlie better wait for Meghan to heal.
So that's it. I mean, I wish Meghan Trainor all the best, a quick recovery, and that's what I got for you this week, Larry.
Well, thank you, Ray. Ray McDonald, our man on the charts. It's the Billboard Top 20 Countdown every week on Thursdays.
And you can also pick it up on my Twitter feed, Ray on the Hits, on Thursdays.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray, for coming in.
You got it, Larry.
This is Border Crossings. Here's a request for Bony Face in Kenya for Mariah Carey and Always Be My Baby.
Cause you'll always be my baby, and we'll linger on. Time can erase our feelings.
got border crossings, and that means you've got requests and dedications. Boniface, Kenya, Mariah Carey, another number one of hers, and she's had many. That's called Always Be My Baby. And speaking of Mariah Carey's baby, her daughter, Monroe, got her ears pierced. Little kid, I don't know, 3-4 years old, she posted it online, little photos on Instagram of her daughter's ears being pierced. Mariah has agreed to make a guest cameo on the TV show Empire. So she'll be on the upcoming season as well, along with Lenny Kravitz, Alicia Keys, and all the others that have agreed. And she just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, long overdue for Mariah Carey. So congratulations to her. Mariah Carey fans everywhere, I'm sure, are happy about that great news. I'm Larry London. You're listening to Border Crossings. And we've got our Now 55 CD giveaway coming up in moments, so hang around for that. I want to say hello to all of our Facebook friends who are checking in on Facebook. Emmanuel Bless Yambasu is a brand new listener who just checked in. JC Saul has one of the prettiest smiles I've ever seen, and she is listening to us. Lillian Kent wrote me a nice message and said, I enjoyed today's program. Gazicho Weekend is listening and wants to win our contest. Christian Irakunda Nizaramba is listening. Danny Clare checked in as well. Rachel Abuhay, Halilul Af, Ayanu Yaheyis, Aman Sehey Breezy, all checking in. And I got a few messages sent my way on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London from Fel Bell, who made a request. Solomon Augustrush Abugri is listening to Border Crossings and let me know about it. Joe and La Evilist, Edward David Wilson, Janad Lancelot, Stephen Samsonic, Samson, Nathan Cibulo, Nahum Gurma is listening. Jessica Amate checked in as well to say hi. She wants to win the CD we're giving away, along with her husband Clarence. Akilul Dinkne is listening to Border Crossings and listening to 102.1 Sheger FM in Ethiopia. So, Aklilu, thank you for listening. Ogwo Ojum checked in. Al Haji also listening. The whole gang is with us as we make our way through this Tuesday on Border Crossings. And coming up next, Joseph Agba Joe has requested this song from Steven Tyler, who says his next solo CD is going to be country, which is kind of weird for the guy from Aerosmith to be singing country, but Steven Tyler can do anything he wants. He's an icon, and he's entitled. And here's his request for Joseph on Border Crossings, Love Is Your Name.
To me, I've been waiting for Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellite. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do.
Border Crossings and a song from Ellie Goulding called Love Me Like You Do. And I know Dougie Pointer is loving her like he does. That's her boyfriend. The two of them spent last week in Ibiza on a vacation. She talked to the paparazzi. She even said that they were hiding in the bushes taking photos while I'm on my vacation, which she's okay with. She said that's just the price you pay of being a famous person, a famous singer like she is. She is in Look magazine. And she talks about her fitness regime. She says she is a vegan. She only eats a vegan diet. And not only does she run every day, she even works out in the gym. And she runs to the gym. She doesn't take a car like most people. She runs 25 minutes to get to the gym so she can exercise in the gym, which is how she has that incredible body. So there you go. And that's a request from Lydia Gosei, who's listening in Ethiopia at a border crossing. She says, I'm a big fan of the show. Dedicate the song to my boyfriend, Cyrus. And I really, really love him. So, Cyrus, you're a lucky guy. You got Lydia's love. Edward is also in love with Priscilla, his girl. Edward and Priscilla are tuned into the show today, so hello to each of you. And Janad also checked in, and I'm glad you're with us as well, listening to Border Crossings. And who does say Bayou just checked in on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And we'll be giving away that Now 55 CD in just a bit, which is filled with some big hits, including the song we just heard. Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do, is the number one cut on the Now 55 CD. So if you like that song, then you can win it right here on Border Crossings. Tove Lo also on the CD. Jason Derulo, Fifth Harmony. I mentioned yesterday that I will be interviewing Fifth Harmony. They'll be joining us on Border Crossings. And their latest hit, Worth It, is on the Now 55 CD. David Guetta, Omi, Cheerleader, who Ray featured, is on this Now 55 CD. Major Lazer, Skrillex, Pitbull, Nick Jonas, Maroon 5, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran. All of those artists on the Now 55 CD will be given away in just moments. Awade is listening, and he is in Nigeria, tuned into Border Crossings, and requested this next song from Kenny Chesney. For all of the country music fans in the audience, this is for me and you.
Ordinary, no, really don't think so. Not a love this true. Common destiny, we were meant to be, me and you. Like a perfect scene from a movie screen, we're a dream come true. Suited perfectly for eternity, me and you. Every day I need you even more, and the night time too. There's no way I could ever. Stars above that we share this love.
With Larry London.
Da-da-da-da.
Crossings, and please don't leave me, because if you do, you'll miss your chance to win the Now 55 CD. That was a request for George Wambeyi, who's listening in Kenya, and it's pink on Border Crossings. Well, actually, pink comes in October. Pink is the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so that's when we all wear pink. Okay, today's lucky listener of the day, the Now 55 CD giveaway recipient, is Vincent Maloba in Kenya. So congratulations to Vincent Maloba, who is in Nairobi, Kenya. You have the Now 55 CD, and we have this song.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? This away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Don't you come back. Well, actually, I got to come back tomorrow. That's what they pay me for. So I will come back, and I will rejoin you here on Border Crossings for another hour of requests and dedications. And who knows, maybe your song will be played. Remember, it takes 3 to 5 days to get a request played from the day we receive it. A lot of people tuning in for the first time, sending requests saying, play it for me today. It takes 3 to 5 days to get it on, get in line, get in the queue with the rest of the requests we receive each and every day. So thank you very much. And patience is a virtue. And we will be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal and do it all again. Thank you, Greg Burns, our engineer. Thanks to Vince, our director, and Marissa, our producer intern today, who's been on the phones taking care of business. I'm Larry London. See you tomorrow here on Border Crossings. Have a great night. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.